So one day, Lord Chaitanya told Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur that he wants them to go to every house, every shop, every person, and give them the holy name. So this was the instruction of Lord Chaitanya. And it's funny, he gives some instruction also on how to do this. And that's very simple preaching, you know, like this our preaching. Yeah, just give them the holy name. So Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were going out, and they had this, and they would go to every house. They wouldn't care, you know, this guy is pious, this guy is not pious. They would go to everyone, and they had some. They were doing what we call direct preaching. And they would say exactly as described in this bhajan, they would just ask them, please chant Hare Krishna, please worship Krishna, and please surrender to Krishna. That was all. That was their preaching. Like, you can imagine someone is knocking on your door, and they're like, yes, and the Lord Nityananda is there, and they're like, oh, please chant Hare Krishna, please. Worship Krishna. Who? Krishna? Anyway. And if they refused, they had the plan B. Okay, I have to see better. Okay. He would fall on his hands and knees, and he would beg him, please don't waste this human form of life, which is so hard to attain. Just take the name of Krishna, and this is your only hope. So this was plan B. First, it's like, and then they will go on their knees. And if this still didn't work, then he would pay full dandavats and take their feet and would try to start crying and would say, please, I beg you to take the names of Krishna. Why accept these tortures of birth and death? Just chant Hare Krishna and enter into the ocean of the love of God. And then, if they still would refuse, then they would roll in the dust before them, and then they would continue to plead them, please chant Hare Krishna. So this was, these are their preaching method. Very simple. No. And you can see that of all the avatars, this is the most merciful, because other avatars, they are like Lord Ramachandra, you know, he's there, he's the king. Krishna comes, he's like, okay, surrender to me, and then we see, then I will take care of your sins. And Lord Nityananda just comes, he's God, and he comes begging, you know, like, please, please, can you? And they would go out the whole day, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, and then in the evening they would go to Lord Chaitanya and report what they did. You know, like also Srila Prabhupada liked very much to hear Sankirtan reports. There's sometimes they say that Srila Prabhupada would stay and hear 2 hours of Sankirtan reports. You know, two hours, and this was for Srila Prabhupada, was his ecstasy. These devotees in Los Angeles distributed these many books, and this devotee in Los Angeles distributed these many books, and this devotee distributed many books, these many books, and then San Francisco, and then this, and then this. Oh, and Australia, let's not forget about Australia. And they had this long report, and Srila Prabhupada would stay there and hear all these reports. And this comes from Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was also, at the end of every day, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur would go and report what happened. What did you do? What's your result? And of course, preaching is not always easy. If you go to preach, there's always some problems. Like yesterday, we forgot to turn off the lights of the car. And it was after an ecstatic hurry now, we came back to the car and just tried to start and ding, ding. Not starting. I mean, of course, it was our fault, you know, because we shouldn't leave the lights on. But there's problems. It's natural. If you go out to preaching, there's problems. And Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, they also had problems. You know, like Lord Nityananda, who is God, he also had problems when he was preaching. And there was many atheists, caste brahmanas, they would and some people would accuse them that they come to the house to steal from their house. You know, like I was also thinking to go door to door in Slovenia, and I was thinking that they see this guy who doesn't speak the language, and he knocks on the door, and like they will be like, "Oh, what's this?" A bit, you know, like inquisitive, and the devotees who were. doing house to house, they told me that they met so many dogs and pigs and so on. Hey, you're going to everyone, and some people will not like your message, and that's all right. Just Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur would just all right, okay. Like sometimes Sankirtan devotees, they say, there's this guy who's coming and he's like, and they're like, okay, thank you, have a nice day. And they're like, this makes them more confused. I remember one day there's this, I tried to stop this guy and he had something. He had something against Jehovah's Witnesses, and he thought we were Jehovah's Witnesses. Anyway, and I tried to stop him, and he turned around and he said something really nasty. And I was just looking at him and I said, "Okay, have a nice day. Thank you, have a nice day. Sorry for disturbing," or something like this. And then he went like 4-5 more meters, and then he came back. I said, "Look, I'm sorry, I really overreacted." I was like, you know, that like he was so shocked, you know, like that after this reaction, I was like telling him, "Oh yeah, no problem, sorry for bothering you," you know. He was like, "What?" So yeah, it's a good technique. Anyway, so they had a lot of problems. It wasn't just that day. There's, of course, the biggest problem is the classical story with Jagai and Madai. So, Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur were out preaching, and there was a big scene happening, and there were these two drunk people, and it was, they were making a big scene there, and Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur said, "Oh, who's this guy? Who are these guys?" They look very spiritual. like we go in Sankirtan, we tell people, "You're looking very spiritual." They don't look anything spiritual, but anyway, you try to put some qualities into them. So this coming from Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda said, "Oh yeah, these guys, okay." So like everyone was like, no, this don't approach this guy. They are doing all the possible sins. They were like drinking, they're eating meat, eating beef, and it's said that they were killing brahmanas on a daily basis. So they were that sinful, you know, like it's. quite. And they say also that there's some that Yamaraj came to Chitragupta to ask how many sins they have, and Chitragupta said, "Yeah, we have a whole team keeping up with the sins of these guys, and we cannot catch up." So anyway, so they were known for being very, very sinful. And people were looking at Lord Nityananda and said, no, please don't try with these guys. You know, I know you're merciful, but don't try to preach to these guys. And Lord Nityananda said, this is an opportunity. If these guys start chanting Hare Krishna, then my Lord Gauranga will be very happy. Lord Chaitanya will be very happy. You know, like, and then I can really glorify Lord, the power of Lord Chaitanya. If by his power I can transform these guys, then that's it. that's a real message, you know, like. So Lord Nityananda says, let's go. And so they went. And then they just did what they usually did. They would just go and say, please, oh, hello, brothers, please chant Hare Krishna. You know, like, you can imagine these drunkards and these mafia bosses. They were something like a mafia bosses. And you go to them and you're like, yeah, can you please chant Hare Krishna? Like, come on. And Jagai and Madai were really furious, you know, like, and they tried to attack him. Actually, there's we know of the incident, but there's actually two times they meet with Lord Nityananda meets this. And first time they try to attack them, and they start running, and Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda see that, okay, it's it's serious. So they start running. They're like, running. And this Jagai and Madai, they were a bit fat and a bit drunk. So, you know, and they were running, and Jagai and Madai running after them. But because they were fat and a bit drunk, they couldn't catch them. So they escaped. And then they went back, and they were reporting to Lord Chaitanya what happened today. Oh, it was an interesting day. We met these pious people. And Haridas Thakur started to to complain that, oh, this preaching with Lord Nityananda is like, it's just too heavy. He likes to do all these strange things. And Lord Nityananda is also known for being an avaduta, so he did some interesting things in while going out and preaching. And we would sometimes go and milk the cows of people and drink the milk. Sometimes he would tease these small children, and the children would go to their parents, and their parents come with a stick in their hand to beat them. And they are always running, and Haridas Thakur was a bit older. So Haridas Thakur always was always left behind, and they would always catch Haridas Thakur. No, like, so Haridas Thakur always had to explain, yeah, you know, actually, he was joking. Oh, and then don't take him so seriously, it's okay, you know. So Haridas Thakur always had to explain because he was a bit older and he couldn't run that fast. And Lord Nityananda would run, and they always catch Haridas Thakur. So this was... anyway, this is just the lila of Lord Chaitanya. So, so this was not the first problem they had. they always had problems, and Haridas Thakur was jokingly complaining about preaching with Lord Nityananda. So we should expect that when we go preaching with Lord Nityananda, when we go preaching, there will be problems. So if you think that's going to be smooth, it's not. And if you... if you want a peaceful life. But always, so many things happen with when you go for preaching. But what to do? And then, of course, there's the second try. When they go... after some time, I don't know how much, but after some time they went again to, they were like, Lord Nityananda is again, okay, these guys, okay, let's go. So they go again to Jagai and Madai, and Lord Nityananda says, hey brothers, can you please chant Hare Krishna? And they were like... oh my God, you come again, you dare come again. And Madai just picks this spot, and he just hits Lord Nityananda in the head somewhere here. And Lord Nityananda is looking at them, and he says, yeah, what's done is done. I mean, there's a bit of blood, but... please chant Hare Krishna. and then Madai takes another pot and he says, he's like gonna hit him again. And then Jagai is like, has this, his consciousness is like, come on, can't you see this is a real sadhu? You know, you hit him and he tries to preach to you again, you know, like, and he's so tolerant. And by this compassion that the Lord Nityananda shows, Jagai's heart is touched, and he's like, okay, maybe we should stop him. And so Jagai stops Madai, and then Lord Chaitanya comes. And like, and his Lord Chaitanya is angry. It's Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful avatar. He's like very everything is okay, but when it's about his devotees, it's not pretty. So Lord Chaitanya, who is usually only chanting Hare Krishna, he gets his Sudarshan chakra and says, that's it. It's finished. You're done. And then Lord Nityananda says, oh, wait. No. He doesn't even hurt. It's no problem. And this guy, Jagai, he saved me. And yeah, so Lord Nityananda asks Lord Chaitanya to show his mercy to Jagai and Madai. And Lord Chaitanya is very happy with Jagai because he saved Lord Nityananda. And then he gives them his mercy. And you can actually see there's also a huge transformation. It's not that they remain like they were after they get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. They are completely different. If you read in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's the branches from Lord Chaitanya, and there's two branches called Jagai and Madai. So Jagai and Madai, they become pure devotees. They change completely. And one of the instructions Madai got was to build a bathing ghat on the by the Ganges, and he was there, and he would personally stay there and help everyone into the Ganges, you know, like, and people would come and they would be like, I don't know if we should trust you. So the people were shocked to see, oh, this person who would kill everyone and he would be like such a rascal. And then he would help everyone to bait in the Ganga and so on. And this, you can see, this baiting ghat is no longer existing. I was in Mayapur and I tried to find it, you know, but it's not there anymore. First is because the Ganga is not there on where it was at that time. So Ganga is a bit like 500 meters away from that place. And there's a Gaudiya Math temple well there. I went there, I was like, I just went in and they were like, where's the Madai Ghat? I was like, they looked at me, and then eventually they are building some temple there. And someone showed me inside and showed me the temple and so on. It's like there's a temple, there's Lord Chaitanya with Sudarshan Chakra, and Lord Nityananda stopping him. Please, please don't. Okay. And Jagai and Madai also, like. So yeah, that's... anyway. So, the conclusion from this pastime is that if you want to approach Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, you have to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. To approach Krishna, you have to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda. It's the easiest path. And if you want to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you have to also approach people like Jagai and Madai. Hare Krishna. This is the side topic, and you can see that actually this instruction that Lord Chaitanya gave to Lord Nityananda, this is applicable for everyone. When Lord Chaitanya went to South India and he meets this Kurma Brahmana, and this Kurma Brahmana says, "I want to come with you." And stay with you. He says, no. Wherever you are, yara deka tare kaha Krishna upadesha mara gaya guru hanatara edesha. Wherever you are, just tell people about Krishna. So this is not also not the instruction for the Kurma Brahmana. It's an instruction for everyone. It's like an open instruction. Lord Chaitanya says everyone should just preach about Krishna. Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai, Shri Gornitai Ki Jai. And of course, we see from this pastime that to preach we need to be very tolerant. Very tolerant. Not everyone will like us. There will be innumerable problems. So many problems. And that's all right. These problems is just a way of Krishna is testing us. How serious are you? And of course, I mean, you're in the material world. In the material world, people come because they don't want to hear about Krishna. So it's normal that people don't like our message. Some. Of course, we probably will not use the methods Lord Nityananda used. They will think we're crazy. Like, just please chant Hare Krishna. So that's why we also distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, because these books, they explain why we should chant Hare Krishna. Like Lord Nityananda was preaching like that in Navadvip, actually. So, I mean, if in Navadvip, probably, if you tell people that they should worship Krishna, they probably heard of Krishna before. And they're like, okay, yeah, we know who is Krishna, of course. Of course we know who is Krishna. But here it's, in the West, it's not people never heard of Krishna. So that's why we also distribute books. And so we need to be very tolerant. And the important thing is that in spite of all the problems, Lord Chaitanya will come and protect you. This is very interesting. Like yesterday we were there and, the car is not starting. And I don't know how Tadej finds some guy to push us. You know, like we had this idea, let's push the car. So, okay, we start to push the car and it doesn't start. And then we call this devotee, yeah, can you bring the cables to start? And Tadej found this guy who was helping us with pushing. And then this guy said, oh, but I have these cables. So he just pulled his car, he just took these cables out, he was like there, I just went to the toilet, and by the time I came back, 5 minutes, things were like solved, you know, done, you know, problem. And also we had this car lila in Italy, remember, this was, we were in Italy, we were actually coming from Bovet, and we went through Italy, you know, and then just this engine cooling water was running out, you know, and then this pipe was broken, and this engine cooling water is quite important, you know, if you don't have it, it's like you can use the car for 5 minutes and then the engine will explode or something, you know, like this. It's serious. So we just stopped in this Italian village, small Italian village, you know, small Italian village. And we stopped there, and I don't know, Tadej has this talent probably. Tadej is the president of the car fixing department. And he just went to some, devotees went to someone and said, yeah, you know, we have this car, and they said, oh, there's a mechanic like right there, 100 meters away from where we stopped the car. You know, like, come on. What's the odds of that? You know, like, you're just in the middle of nowhere in an Italian village, and there's this car mechanic who has this, and he just came, and he had this this part which we needed, and he came, he went on the car, like changed the part, and then we put some water from the river and so on. Anyway, it was complicated, but within 1 hour we already went, you know, like, you know, this is a very complicated thing, you know, like to fix. But there, Krishna sends one mechanic and who had the parts which we needed and so on. So I just fixed it until Hare Krishna, just gone. So this is just some examples of that. Yes, there's problems, but there's always some fix. You know, there's always behind these problems. There's also some solution. You know, okay. Smooth. So there will be problems, but Lord Chaitanya will be there to help us. And if we show this effort and also the compassion of Lord Nityananda, then we might change some hearts. You know, because the heart of Jagai was changed by the compassion of Lord Nityananda. So we should also try to emulate this in preaching. All right, so that's something. If there's some questions, concerns, comments. Okay. Shri Nityananda Trayodashi Ki.